Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Check 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
Lance did fine, and at this time I'll introduce
better adoption legislation. Joy Corning, Cedar Falls, a member, former state senator.
Thank you, Luke. Well, I am very pleased to be here with the governor announcing our campaign, and we are certainly looking forward to traveling all over Iowa and greeting people. I am so pleased to be his running mate, and even if I were not, I would be voting and working for Terry Branstad. And let me tell you why. It's because of Madeline and Eric and David and Leslie and Alex and Sam. Those are my Iowa grandchildren. And I know that under Governor Branstad's leadership, that those kids will grow up with a quality education system in Iowa and with jobs. Governor Branstad's priorities have been economic development and education. And so I know that good things will happen for Iowa under his leadership, and it will be a good place for my grandchildren. Thank you.
Thank you. It is my pleasure to introduce the Chief Executive of the State of Iowa. Through his hard work and determination and unmatched experience, Governor Terry Branstad is preparing Iowa for the challenges and the opportunities of the 90s. He knows that Iowans want good-paying jobs, the best educational system in the world, a health care system that can rely on and is fair, efficient, and effective state government. He has proven that he is a strong leader, and I know that he will be a strong voice for the people of Iowa. Governor Branstad has a vision for the plan of Iowa to grow and prosper so the state is ready for the 21st century. He has built a consensus among the people to make his vision of jobs and growth a reality. He has received national recognition for his work on economic development and educational issues. And now we are realizing that his commitment to those important issues are resulting in more paying jobs, increased school enrollment, and a quality of life that is unmatched in any other state in the Union. Governor Branstad loves Iowa and truly cares about the people of Iowa. Please stand and welcome the Honorable Governor Terry E. Branstad.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you. Thank you. Myron, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mylon Johnson, Stanford and Ruth Holton, Sharice Schwarm, our outstanding Lieutenant Governor Joy Corning, my wife Chris, Allison and Marcus, the mayor of Leland, Marilyn Shores, all of you friends, neighbors, and family. It's great to be back here on the home farm in Winnebago County for this special event. This place fills me with many, many positive memories. This is our family century farm. For over 100 years, the Branstads have worked to bring in the crops, to bring the livestock to market, and to raise our families. I remember in sixth grade when my parents worked in the packing plant and I was in charge of 150 ewes on this farm. That was a lot of responsibility for a sixth grader, but on a family farm, you do what has to be done. We had a heck of a lot of trouble with those lambs and with that lambing that winter. I got up at the crack of dawn every day, and many times I didn't get to school on time. But I didn't go to school until I had those lambs penned up and they were nursing. And we saved a lot of baby lambs. Although it was a year that my attendance record was perfect, but I didn't get there, and Mrs. Thorsheim was concerned about I was late many days. But I got a good education in Leland and Forest City and the University of Iowa and Drake University, and I'll never forget the work ethic that I gained here on the farm. Iowa is a place where people don't just talk about values, they live them. I'm proud to be made in Iowa. Frankly, I think the secret to our success here in the Hawkeye State is the people. The people like we have right here in Winnebago County and all over Iowa. You know, our strength and character has been tested many times with the farm crisis, with the terrible drought, and with the flood of 93. Each time, Iowans have come together and we've gotten through it. It is economic hardship, drought, and flood. We've paid our dues in Iowa, but we're united in a spirit to overcome adversity. Now and the rest of this decade of the 90s, I want it to be our time when the state of Iowa can shine. In Winnebago industry today, I saw a lot of people that had only been working there for a year or 6 months. And I want to bring more of those good-paying jobs, higher wages, and more growth, and make this the best decade in our state's history. My plan for the future sets specific goals to be achieved by the year 2000. 300,000 new jobs. Median household income to exceed $40,000, and growth in every single one of Iowa's 99 counties to make the population the highest in our state's history. And you know, I've got the experience you can trust to get the job done. And so tonight, here in this place, it says Made in Iowa. In front of this tractor that I drove, was purchased by my grandfather in 1938, and I drove it as a kid. And also in front of this brand new, wonderful John Deere tractor made in Iowa. And on this farm, this family farm, I'm proud to announce my candidacy for re-election as governor of the greatest state in the United States of America. Done yet. We got more work to do. Believe me, our hard work is going to give us an opportunity for a great harvest of opportunities. I want Iowa schools, already the best in the nation, to give Iowans the best opportunities in the world. Diversifying our economy has been my number one goal as governor, and it's paying off with more Iowans working than any time in our state's history. And did you see the Des Moines Register? Iowa has the lowest unemployment rate in 16 years right now. Yay! And it's going to get better. Yay! And while other states have only begun to plan for the information economy of the next century, we've already built a backbone fiber optic network to all 99 counties. We are the leader in America. In fact, we even lead Japan in fiber optics telecommunications. Yay! And Iowa is investing in this exciting new technology to improve education, to improve economic development, and medical services for all of our citizens. You know, while government bureaucracies tend to grow, in Iowa, under my leadership, we've cut the size of the state bureaucracy by 10%, and we've reduced the number of supervisors by 16%. I've limited, with the help of the Iowa legislature, we've put limits on the property taxes, and we need to keep those limits on property taxes in place. We've cut the federal income tax. We have cut the Iowa income tax rates. And thanks to federal deductibility, our state taxes will go down again next year. And I know you remember that I vetoed $500 million of excessive spending, enough to save every Iowa family $70 every year. And while it isn't always easy to be a fiscal conservative, having a governor that's got the guts to say no for excessive spending has paid off for Iowa, making Iowa a big winner in the 90s. And I have a vision for that future, and I know how to work hard. I have the vision, I know how to do it. I envision Iowa where we are united in our traditional values and our people have a strong, let me start over again on this. I envision an Iowa where we unite our traditional values to make Iowa strong with the high-tech opportunities that will make us prosperous. Traditional values that make us strong, high-tech opportunities to make us prosperous. The best of the past, the best of the past, and the best of the future. And our economic development plan includes investing in machinery equipment to accelerate the growth in quality jobs, aggressive marketing of our products into the international marketplace. After years of protecting Iowa against the challenges, we have planted the seeds that will yield us the best decade ever, and we're going to have a great harvest of opportunities in the latter part of the 90s. We spent the decade of the 80s fighting the farm crisis, the early 90s putting the budget in order, and now we have the opportunities to build on a solid foundation for a strong and prosperous future. We were successful dealing with tough times. As Iowa has been tested, so have I. And we have passed the test. Now is the time to go for the gold. I have the vision and experience to make it happen here in Iowa. As Iowa has changed, so have I. I love Iowa. I enjoy working hard as your governor, and I want to move us forward so we can enjoy the best times ever in the decade of the 90s. As we face the future of opportunity and of risk, I believe that we have the proven leadership in Iowa that we can trust to guide this state to future heights. Thank you. God bless you all. I appreciate your support.
We don't want carbon dioxide.